请我们来看以赛亚书四十章。
Let's refer to the book of Isaiah, chapter 40.
以赛亚书四十章的三十一节。
Verse 31.
但那等候神的必重新得力，他们必如鹰展翅上腾，他们奔走却不困倦，行走却不疲乏。
But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint.
以赛亚书可以说是旧约的福音书。
Book of Isaiah can be considered as the gospel of New Testament, Old Testament.
特别是以赛亚书的后半部，还提到很多的应许跟神的祝福。
Especially the second portion of the book of Isaiah records a lot of Lord's promises and blessings.
所以我们在读以赛亚书可以心灵上得到很大的安慰跟盼望。
When we read the book of Isaiah, spiritually, we can be edified.
圣经确实是我们得盼望的一本，让我们得盼望的一本书。
Holy Bible is the book of hope.
好，那在四十章的三十一节说。
As we just read in chapter Isaiah chapter 40 verse 31,
说等候神的要重新得力。
But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength.
这个重新得力表示说，我们过去曾经有一段时间在信仰是很有力的，但是好像那个力量渐渐衰退了。
It seems that it means that in the past for a period of time.We have strength, and now we are weakening.
那现在我们要再一次的来追求我们过去神所充满我们那一股力量。
Again, we should be filled with the strength of the Lord, like we previously possessed.
那神给我们的应许就是，我们只要等候他。就会再一次得到力量。
And the promise of the Lord is that we shall wait for him.Then our strength will be renewed.
那这个等候就是指着要花时间。
Waiting for the Lord means that we have to spend time and effort.
好像我们在等飞机要花时间。
For instance, we wait for the plane. Yeah, it takes time.
主耶稣升天以前告诉门徒，你们要在耶路撒冷等候。
Prior to his ascension, Jesus Christ told the disciples to wait in the Jerusalem.
等候父所要应许给你们的圣灵。
And to wait for the Holy Spirit to be descend from heaven.
当然主耶稣就升到天上去了。
Then Jesus ascend to heaven.
那这些门徒怎么去等候呢？
And how did the disciples wait for the Holy Spirit?
他们都回到耶路撒冷。
They all returned to Jerusalem.
不是什么事情都没有做。
It doesn't mean that they do nothing.
他们就在那里祷告。
And pray in Jerusalem.
一直等候到五旬节，圣灵就浇灌下来。
Until the day of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit then descend from heaven.
那他们真的就重新得力。
And they gain strength.
以彼得为例子来说。
Peter, as an example.
彼得刚刚开始这个跟主有很大的决心。
He made a very determination in the beginning to follow Jesus.
他说我要跟你一起死。
I will follow you even unto death.
因为主耶稣告诉他，你要否认我三次。
But Jesus Christ told him that you will deny me thrice.
因为主耶稣看起来彼得是很软弱的。
In the eyes of Jesus, Peter was rather weak.
但是彼得本身不会有这个感觉。
But Peter didn't even have that. Didn't have the kind of thought.
所以当主耶稣在客西马尼园祷告。
When Jesus was praying in the Garden of Gethsemane,
彼得并没有在祷告中等候。
Peter didn't join Jesus in prayer.
彼得睡觉了。
He was asleep.
那主耶稣被抓，彼得就否定了三次耶稣。
After Jesus was arrested, Peter denied Jesus.
一个小使女的一句话就把彼得打倒了。
Even in front of a little maid, Peter was defeated.
所以我们知道在信仰生活上一个人是不是有力量不在乎他的外在也不在乎他的肉体。
In our daily Christian life, it doesn't matter our physical strength.
所以三十节以赛亚书四十章三十节。
Therefore, in Isaiah chapter 40, verse 30,
少年人要疲乏困倦，强壮的要全然跌倒。
Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young man shall utterly fall.
这个少年人跟强壮应该是身体力壮的。
And youth and young men are those who are strong physically.
疲乏困倦，全然跌倒。
And yet they shall faint and be weary and utterly fall.
这是指的在属灵上缺乏力量。
Spiritually, it means that they have no strength.
所以奔跑天国路走不下去。
They couldn't complete the trip to the heavenly kingdom.
所以就疲乏困倦，就落在后面。
Therefore, they faint and be weary, and they are far behind.
甚至全然跌倒。
And the Bible says that they shall utterly fall.
所以我们在看我们现在这个世代。
When you take a look of this era,
真的有太多的试探跟引诱。
There are a lot of temptations.
以前的人可以说小孩子不要教，自己都会变得很好。
In the olden days, the parents may say that I don't even have to educate my children. They will behave good.
因为那个时候是农业时代。
Because during the time of agriculture,
非常单纯。
And because during the farming life, people has a very very simple life.
但是我们现在面对这个世代是从来没有想象过。
But we couldn't even imagine what we face nowadays.
电视
，television，
还有网路
，internet，
带有很多的这些刊物杂志
，a lot of publications.
这个都是在影响我们。
Can influence our mind.
在学校的朋友也在影响。
The peers in the school can also influence the children.
所以我们这一代的信徒要守道比以前更难。
So the believers of this generation are rather difficult to keep the faith.
因为我们现在所面对的这个试探跟引诱比以前更多。
Since we face a lot of temptations and seductions.
但是我们如果翻开圣经，我们就知道神给我们的应许是很大。
If we refer to the Bible, we understand that the promise of the Lord is great.
要等候神，你就要重新得力。
Those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength.
那下面说，他们如鹰展翅上腾。
They shall mount up with wings like eagles.
当然鹰如果翅膀展开来，气流一吹，它就往上。升去了。
When an eagle stretch out its wings, it could fly high.
所以启示录里面讲那个四活物，有一个就是老鹰。
So in the Revelation, one of the four creatures, is eagle.
就是表示我们灵性很高的时候，我们就像老鹰。
It means that we will have a very high spirituality, we will like eagles.
那老鹰的特色是什么？
What are the characteristics of an eagle?
超越。
It can go high above, fly high above,
一句话讲
，go beyond.
就是超越。
Yeah, in other words, it can fly high and go above.
我们看那个老鹰在地上有它的巢。
The eagles have nest on ground.
老鹰在地上要取食。
When the eagle try to grab food,
但是平常
catch food.
你看老鹰飞在天空，高高逍遥自在。
But a lot of time we see the eagles are flying high.
这是一个属灵人所以追求的。
This is what the spiritual person should pursue for.
现在神赐给我们，我们大概每一样东西都有。
We are blessed by the Lord that we have everything.
我们现在有的，以前的皇帝都没有。
Even the kings in the olden days did not possess what we have.
以前的皇帝有的我们都有。
What the king possessed in the past, now we all own.
所以我们现在这个世代是丰丰富富的。
We live in a very abundant life.
但是如果我们信仰没有追求。
But if we do not make progress in our faith, in our belief,
我们会变成好像一头老鹰，吃得很饱，但是飞不起来。
We'll be just like an eagle with plenty of food, but it's heavy and couldn't fly high.
我们有很多，但是这个很多已经把我们拉下来。
We possess a lot, but they become our burden.
所以我们在神的恩典上要更上一层楼，要如老鹰超越。
Wilson, in the grace and the blessing of the Lord, and we should act like eagles and fly high.
那个超越的力量就是从圣灵来。
And where is that power? That is the Holy Spirit from the Lord.
如果我们再看腓立比书，
If we refer to Philippians,
我们就可以看到保罗的一生。
Let's refer to the epistle to the Philippians. We can see the life of Paul.
当然我们有很多可以学习的。
Of course, there are a lot we can learn from.
但是我们可以看到腓立比书里面记载的保罗是很超越的保罗。
We can see that how Paul that can really go beyond this world.
第一点，保罗在提到患难中，他对患难的感受。
Paul described about his feeling in tribulations.
他说患难也是可以感谢的。
Even a person in the tribulation is still thankful.
患难也可以喜乐。
Even in tribulation, a person can still rejoice.
那这个就是超越了。
This is just go beyond.
所以我们在地上难免都会遇到一些患难。
Wills on this earth, we will have trials or tribulations.
但是保罗在患难中可以感谢。
Even in trials or tribulation, Paul could still give thanks.
可以喜乐。
He can still rejoice.
所以他写这个腓立比书能够安慰很多在患难当中的人。
So when he wrote this epistle to the Philippians, he indeed comforted a lot of people.
因为他的心能够从这个现实的世界里面提升到属灵的层面。
So his heart, his mind can be uplifted from this physical world and to the spiritual world.
他可以看到患难所带给他的好处。
And he could even see what the tribulations and trial tribulations would benefit him.
甚至在患难中带给教会的好处。
Even the benefits of tribulation brought to the church.
所以他就非常的感谢，也非常的喜乐。
He was very thankful and he rejoiced.
因为他带着锁链，好多人受感动，更努力去传福音。
He was chained, and a lot of people was moved, and they were all encouraged.To God to preach.
所以他一个人受苦，让很多人更努力做圣工。
His suffering that will enable a lot of people to go out to preach.
他看到这个好处，患难当然就可以感谢了。
When he noticed the benefits of tribulation, and of course he was very thankful.
他身上有一根刺。
He had a thorn on his body.
看到这根刺是要叫他。感觉到自己的软弱。
But these thorns will remind his weaknesses.
时常能够在主里刚强。
And he can always try to keep himself strong in the Lord.
但是虽然刺是痛苦的，这个也是值得感谢。
Of course, this thorn was painful, and yet he was still thankful.
那个超越的力量就是从神的灵来的。
And then this is from the power of the Lord, the strength of the Lord, to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
所以我们要像老鹰好像展翅上腾往上飞。
So we should like the eagles that can fly high.
当一个基督徒在患难的时候能够感谢。
So when a Christian still remain in a heart of thankfulness even in tribulation.
能够喜乐。
He can still rejoice.
那个就证明他的灵性已经相当的。
It proved that his spirituality was high. Is high.
那在保罗在腓立比书还有提到他在两难之间。
Even in the also in the book of Philippians, he mentioned about when he was facing two choices.
在第一章。
In chapter one.
他提到两难之间哈。
In chapter one, he mentioned about his two.Choices.
21节
Verse 21.
我活着就是基督，我死的就有益处。
And for to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain.
22节
22.
我在肉身活着，若成就功夫的果子，我就不应知道要挑选什么。
But if I live on in the flesh, this will mean fruit for my labor. Yet what I shall choose, I cannot tell.
23节 我在两难之间呢。
I'm hard pressed between the two.
所以对他来讲死就是跟基督同在。
To him, death is to be with the Lord.
活就是服侍神，让信徒信仰能够长进。
And to live, is serving God, so many, many can be edified.
所以他对这个生死已经超越了。
So Paul has a rather a better understanding of life and death.
看起来这里他已经不怕死了。
He was not afraid of death.
因为死就跟神同在，好得无比。
Because death is with the Lord again, and how beautiful it is.
但是活着也不错。
And to live is also bad. It's also good.
能够带给别人信仰进步。
He can bring more people, and also guide the others.
那这个力量当然就从神来
的。Of course, this strength is from God.
已经超越了。
It's already go beyond.
这个是人生很难超越的一件事情。
And this is very hard for a person to break through.
那到了第这后面呢，大概第三章、第四章。
And if we continue to read this episode, coming to chapter 3 or chapter 4.
他说看他看万事如粪土
，and he treated everything like dung.
为了要得着基督
，in order to gain the Lord, gain Christ.
基督为至宝
，and he treated the Lord as the most precious.
在第八节
，in verse 8.
我们是看我们现在的生活
，if we take a look of our life,
我们的理想常常是在世界上
，many times we set our goals on this earth.
但是对保罗来讲
，and to Paul.
世界好像粪土一样。
The world is like rubbish.
这个是一种很大的超越。
It is another breakthrough.
但这不容易达到。
It's very hard to attain.
当一个人的灵性往上提升。
So when a person's spirituality is being uplifted.
我们看到属灵的美好。
Then we can see the beauty of the spirituality.
那我们就知道世界是粪土。
And then we can treat the world as dung or as rubbish.
所以要往上提升，我们对世界才能够看得很清楚。
So the more we uplift our spirituality, the more we can treat the world as rubbish.
如鹰展翅上腾。
Just like the eagle flies high above.
当我们飞得越高，我们离神越近。
The higher we fly and the closer to the Lord.
那个时候我们就会发现那是多么好的体验。
Then we can realize how beautiful it is.
那一种体验是世界上没有的。
And that kind of experience cannot be found on this earth.
所以主耶稣跟三个门徒到山上去祷告。
So when Jesus Christ was praying with three disciples on mountain.
忽然主耶稣容貌放光。
And during the transfiguration, the body of and Jesus was wearing in white linen.
主耶稣改变了。
And was luminous, and his body was transfigured.
那这些门徒看到主耶稣变貌。
When the disciples witnessed the transfiguration of Jesus Christ,
我们在这里真好。
And they feel how beautiful it is.
山上什么都没有。
There's nothing on this on the mountain.
他觉得真好。
But they still feel how good it is.
那个好就是看到主的变貌。
It is because they witnessed the transfiguration of the Lord.
很多人吃到耶稣变的饼。
Many people ate the bread. Made the bread turn by Jesus.
五千个人。
Feeding 5,000.
但是看到耶稣变貌只有三个人。
Only three witnessed the transfiguration of Jesus.
可见我们在见证神给我们的恩典这个很多人，每个人都可以见证。
Everyone could witness about Jesus.
但是能够见证我们信主以后，神真的跟我们同在，在地如天那一种。喜乐那种平安不是很多。
Not very many people can truly testify after being baptized. They can live with Christ just like they live in heaven.
那如果我们能够有那种体验，我们对世界自然就不会有什么贪恋。
If we have such kind of experiences, then we will not in love with the world.
所以我们要如鹰展翅上腾。
Again, we should fly high above like the eagles.
我们看哥罗西书第三章。
Let's refer to the Epistle to the Colossians, chapter 3.
哥罗西书第三章。
Chapter 3. Colossians chapter 3.
第一节。
Verse 1.
所以你们若真与基督一同复活，就应当求在上面的事，那里有基督坐在神的右边。第二节。
Verse 2.
你们要思念上面的事，不要思念地面的事。第三节。
3.
因为你们已经死了，你们的生命与基督一同藏在神里面。第四节。
Verse 4.
基督是我们的生命，他显现的时候，你们要与他一同显现在荣耀里面。圣经说我们已经死了。
The Bible says that for you died.
啊，这个旧的我已经在洗礼的时候死了。
And the old self died in the water baptism.
那现在我们活着是新的我。
And now we live in a new life,
我们的生命
在基督里面。A new self.
基督里面。
And our life is hidden with Christ in God.
所以这里告诉我们。
And it tells us here.
要思念上面的事。
And we should seek those things which are above.
第二节啊，思念上面的事。
And set your mind on things above.
不要思念地面的事。
Not on things on the earth.
哦，有时候我们在想哦。
Sometimes we may think.
一天二十四小时。
In 24 hours a day.
那我们工作开车大概花了四个小时。
We spend like about 10 hours to drive and to drive on the road and work.
啊，八个小时睡觉。
And we sleep for 8 hours.
十八个小时。
For 18 hours.
我们还有六个小时。
Still, we have 6 more hours.
我们仔细想啊，我们这个六个小时，我们的心在哪里
？And where is our mind during these 6 free hours?
哦，真的是哦，我们仔细想想看，我们就知道，我们真的是哦，在地面上，我们的心在地面上很多。
And we spend our mind is set on the earth. On the secular things.
但是这里说要思念上面的事。
But the Bible tells that we should set our minds on things above.
就是我们的心常常会去默想神。
A lot of time, we should meditate in God.
哦，或者说啊，默想神的事情。
Or we should think about things of God.
那这样就表示说我们的灵性已经越来越高。
Then our spirituality has been uplifted.
好像老鹰越飞越高。
Just like we mentioned, the eagles fly high above.
那个力量就是从圣灵来的。
And this strength, again, this strength is from the Lord.
所以有我们有好几次的个学生灵会。
In several occasions during the student spiritual convocation.
神学班的训练。
Or the youth theological seminar.
这些学员祷告都被圣灵充满。
And the students were filled with the Holy Spirit.
祷告被圣灵充满了，你仔细听啊，他们在讲什么？
So if you pay attention to what they talk,
都是在讲属灵的事情。
They only talk about the spiritual things.
不是我们跟他讲说你不可以讲属世的事。
We never prohibit them not to say things on earth.
就变得很自然，因为一旦你被神的灵提升了，你看到属灵的境界的美好，我们心里在那个灵界里面，我们的。讲的话就在灵界。
It's very natural that when a person's mind is uplifted, spiritually uplifted, it is very unnatural in his output. He will only talk about things above.
所以要让我们整个教会往上提升那股力量，就是圣灵。
So the Holy Spirit is the strength that will uplift the spirituality of the church.
如果整个教会被圣灵充满
，If entire church is filled with the Holy Spirit,
好像如鹰展翅上腾
，And just like the eagles fly high above,
我们发现我们教会就变成非常的属灵。
Then the church will become very spiritual.
所以除了真理的教导之外，我们还需要圣灵的充满。
Besides of learning the truth, we ought to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
那我们才能够像鹰展翅上腾。
Then we'll be like the eagles that can fly high above.
这是一个我们在灵恩布道应该追求的一个境界。
This is the phenomenon that we should pursue for during the spiritual convocation.
那我们祷告之前呢，再来看以赛亚书提到几点我们祷告怎么样容易得神的恩典
There are several points I'd like to share with different book of Isaiah that how can we gain the blessings from the Lord.
好，我们看以赛亚书四十四章。
Let's refer to Isaiah chapter 44.
以赛亚书四十四章。
Isaiah chapter 44.
第三节。
Verse 3.
因为我要将水浇灌口渴的人，将河浇灌干旱之地。我要将我的灵浇灌你的后裔，将我的福浇灌你的子孙。第四节
，verse 4，
他们要发生在草中，像溪水的柳树。这个地方这样说哈。
And these two verses tell us that，
你仔细看他要讲水跟河。
It mentioned about water and river.
那下面说灵跟福
and spirit and blessings.
这个都是连在一起的啦。
All these two are connected to each other.
圣灵好像活水。
The Holy Spirit is like the living water, living spring.
圣灵好像江河。
The Holy Spirit is like river.
那圣灵就是神的灵。
The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God.
所以圣灵充满就是神同在。
When a person is filled with the Holy Spirit, it also means the abundance of God.
所以就是福气的浇灌。
And it's the offspring of the blessing.
所以有时候我们没有求福气啊，你这祷告被圣灵充满，神的恩典就在身上。
Even we do not seek for the blessing of the Lord, if a person is with the Holy Spirit, then the blessing will come as well.
因为神是赐恩典的神啊。
God blesses.
神同在，神的恩典就同在。
If God dwells in the person, and the blessing of the Lord will also follow him.
所以我们有一些信徒他很少求恩典。
A lot of members don't even seek for graces.
但是体验很多。
But they have a lot of experiences.
神同在体验。
Because God dwells in them, then they have a lot of experiences.
那圣灵充满就是神的同在。
So the person with the Holy Spirit is the abundance of the Lord.
但是这个水跟河要浇灌啊，我们看有一个条件。
But there are some conditions, some requirements.
那一块地就是干旱的。
And the ground has to be dry.
那个人必须是口渴。
And the person the person is thirsty.
也就是从我们的心里面感觉到我需要。
In other words, a person has the need in the heart.
这个感觉很重要。
And this feeling is very important.
如果今天是因为教会排一个祷告会所以这个是一个例行公事吧，祷告到晚，那这个祷告很辛苦。
And if this is just because of the assignment of the church for the prayer section, and it is a matter of formality.
祷告看一下，怎么才15分钟？
And then you keep on looking at the watch.
但是如果我们感觉到我有需要
，if you feel that there is a need,
我生活这么忙，我现在真的很需要亲近神。
And I work very hard, and it's a time for me to draw near God.
那就像那个人口很渴，那个地很干一样
，just like a dry ground or a thirsty man.
那神就要把这个水跟河就浇灌下来。
It has a desire for water. Then the Lord. Will outpour the rain.
所以神是看人的心啊。
So the Lord looks into the heart of a person.
越饥渴越迫切啊，祷告越恳切，神的灵就浇灌越大。
And a person pray with importunity, then the more blessing he will receive from the Lord.
所以我们要被圣灵充满，要有饥渴的心，渴慕的心。
In order to be filled with the Holy Spirit, we must have a strong desire, just like a thirsty person.
我们看以赛亚书五十七章。
Let's also refer to Isaiah chapter 57.
以赛亚书的五十七章。
Isaiah chapter 57.
十四节。
Verse 14.
十五节。十五节。
Verse 15.
因为那至高永远长存的名为圣者主说，我要住在至高至圣的所在，也要与心灵谦卑痛悔谦卑的人同居要是谦卑的人心的灵苏醒，是痛悔的人的心苏醒。
Verse 15, for those says the high and lofty one, who inhabits eternity, whose name is holy, I dwell in the high and holy place.
神住在至高至圣的所在。
The Lord dwell in the high and holy place.
至高就表示好像人达不到，人是 在地上。
A high place seems a place is not approachable.
至圣又好像我们很污秽，好像为着不可及啊。
And holiness, the most holiness, seems that a person is so defiled that he couldn't even communicate with him.
但接下去他说他要跟人同居。
But it also says that with him who has a contrite and humble heart, then the Lord will be with him.
他要跟我们同在。
And the Lord will be with us.
那个条件是什么？
And what are the requirements?
人有谦卑痛悔的心。
A person who has a contrite and humble spirit.
那这个就是从自我反省、自我检讨来的。
This is from self-examination.
我们在神面前有这个心态回归向神，神就与我住在我们里面。
Right in front of the Lord, if we have this kind of attitude, a contrite and humble spirit, and He will dwell in us.
所以耶利米书说我们要深深审查自己，再回归向神。
So in the book Jeremiah tells that we should always examine ourselves, then return to Him.
我一直记得一个青年告诉我一个见证。
I also remember a youth told me a testimony.
他祷告求圣灵求很久，
He had been praying for the Holy Spirit for a long time, but still couldn't receive Him.
有一阵子他开始求圣灵。
And so once he started to pray for the Holy Spirit,
他把自己所有的罪跟缺点写在一张小卡片上面。
And he listed all of his transgressions on a piece of paper.
啊，这是很痛苦的事情哦。
This is a very painful thing.
啊，每一次祷告。
Every time in his prayer.
先看一下。
And he took a look of his transgression list.
一条一条悔改。
And one by one, he repented and confessed in front of the Lord.
我很贪心，我很懒惰。
I'm very lazy.
他这样一条一条悔改，他就感觉到祷告有体验。
And once he went through this transgression list one by one, and started to repent and confess, then he gains more power in his prayer.
感觉那灵啊开始降下来。
And he can feel the descent of the Spirit from above.
那他这样的祷告了一个月，他就得胜了。
And he prayed for 1 month in this manner, then he received the Holy Spirit.
所以人啊，对自己的错误、对自己的罪有一种这个痛悔的心哈。这个是要达到神面前的一个条件。
When a person has a contrite and humble heart, showing sensitivity to his sins and transgression, then his prayer will upreach the Lord.
所以我们现在要来祷告。
Now we're going to pray.
第一个。
Firstly,
我们需要有饥渴的心。
We must have a strong desire like a thirsty person.
第二个。
Secondly,
我们对自己要有忧伤痛悔的心。
And we must have a contrite and humble spirit.
我们就会得到满足。
Then we will be content.